Theo looked at Mrs. Finnamore, who again shot him a fierce look. He knew the truth, and she knew he knew the truth. Trouble was, Theo couldn't tell the truth because he'd made a promise to April. The truth was that Mrs. Finnamore had not been home for the past two nights. April had been living alone, terrified, with all the doors and windows locked as tightly as possible, with a chair jammed against her bedroom door, with an old baseball bat across the end of her bed, with the phone close and ready to dial 911, and with no one in the world to talk to but Theodore Boone, who had vowed not to tell a soul. Her father was out of town with his band. Her mother was taking pills and losing her mind. "In the past few days, has April said anything about running away?" the detective was asking Theo. "Oh, yes, nonstop. She wants to run away to Paris and study art. She wants to run away to L.A. and live with March, her older sister. She wants to run away to Santa Fe and become a painter. She wants to run away, period." "I don't recall anything like that," Theo said, and it was the truth, because "in the past few days" could mean almost anything. Thus, the question was too vague to require a definite answer on his part. He had seen this time and time again in trials. In his opinion, Sergeant Bollock and the detective were being far too sloppy with their questions. So far, they had not been able to pin him down, and he had not told a lie. May Finnamore was overcome with tears and made a big show out of crying. Bollock and the detective quizzed Theo about April's other friends, any potential problems she was having, how she was doing in school, and so on. Theo gave straight answers with no wasted words. A female officer in uniform had entered the den from upstairs, and she sat with Mrs. Finnamore, who was again distraught and overcome. Sergeant Bollock nodded at the Boones and motioned for them to follow him into the kitchen. They did, and the detective joined them. Bollock glared at Theo and in a low voice said, "Did the girl ever mention a relative in prison in California?" "No, sir," Theo said. "Are you sure?" "Sure, I'm sure." "What's all this about?" Mrs. Boone jumped in. She was not about to stand by silently while her son was rudely interrogated. Mr. Boone was ready to pounce, too. The detective pulled out an 8x10 black and white photo, a mugshot of a shady-looking character who gave every indication of being a veteran criminal. Bollock went on. "Guy's name is Jack Leeper, a 10-time loser, distant cousin to May Finnamore, even more distant to April. He grew up around here, drifted away a long time ago, became a career thug, petty thief, drug dealer, and so on. Got busted in California for kidnapping 10 years ago, sentenced to life with no parole. Escaped 2 weeks ago. This afternoon, we get a tip that he might be in this area." Theo looked at the sinister face of Jack Leeper and felt ill. If this thug had April, then she was in serious trouble. Bollock continued. "Last night around 7:30, Leeper here walks into the Korean Quick Shop 4 blocks away, buys cigarettes and beer, gets his face captured on the surveillance cameras. Not the smartest crook in the world, so we know he's definitely in the area." "Why would he take April?" Theo blurted, his mouth dry with fear, his knees ready to buckle. "According to authorities in California, they found some letters from April in his prison cell. She was his pen pal. Probably felt sorry for the guy because he's never supposed to get out of prison. So, she strikes up a correspondence. We've searched her room upstairs and can't find anything he may have written to her." "She never mentioned this to you?" the detective asked. "Never," Theo said. He had learned that with April's weird family, there were many secrets, many things she kept to herself. The detective put away the photo, and Theo was relieved. He never wanted to see the face again, but he doubted if he could ever forget it. Sergeant Bollock said, "We suspect that April knew the person who took her. How else can you explain the lack of a forcible entry?" "Do you think he would hurt her?" Theo asked. "We have no way of knowing that, Theo. This man's been in prison most of his life. His behavior is unpredictable." The detective added, "The good thing is that he always gets caught." Theo said, "If April's with him, she'll contact us. She'll find a way. Then please let us know. Don't worry." "Excuse me, officer," Mrs. Boone said, "but I thought in a case like this, you first investigate the parents. Missing children are almost always taken by one of their parents, right?" "That is correct," Bollock said, "and we are looking for the father. According